Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What are we to do about all these Rio churches popping up all over Blount County? One of our members recently attended Our Lady of Fatima Church and reports to me that they heard the gospel actually being preached. Speaking of, the Pope stole all the best headlines of the week.
Driving home from Knoxville this past Friday, I saw a Baptist church on Old Merrillville Pike. They're having a fall festival this weekend. Wait a minute, we were going to do that on October 31st. Should I call the elders of the church and pray for lightning to strike twice? Should we have a Christian lawyer write up a letter of cease and desist for Jesus' sake? What kind of attitude should Christians have towards others who do Christian things, yet are not with Jesus the way we see Jesus from day to day? Today's gospel teaches us what to do and how to regard those things outside your jurisdiction. And in the process, we learn something about ourselves and the nature of God's work here on earth. In the text, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." Notice here he said following us, not following you. When Jesus called the 12 disciples, remember the first disciples? He said, "Hey, follow me." And then after that, he went and found some more disciples to call. He didn't change the pronoun to say, "Now follow us." He continued to say, "Follow me." Who is the Lord of the church? We or he? Who died on the cross? We or he? Who rose from the dead? We or he? Who ascended into heaven and sits at God's right hand? Whose name is above every name? At whose name will every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father? I don't think I need to remind you the options. As St. Paul declares, Jesus Christ is Lord and we are servants for his name's sake. If we have anything we are to boast about, it's only because he gave his life for the we. And in him, we live and breathe and have our being. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Not only do we believe because of him and his work, we also love because of him and his love. We love because he first loved us. Everything flows from him and through him and to him. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. So we hear Jesus say to John in the gospel today, "Do not stop him," referring to someone casting out demons in Jesus' name. "For no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able to soon afterward speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us." Here Jesus is doing several things. Number one, he's reminding us of where the power of God resides. It comes from his name. "No one who does a mighty work in my name." You can't do a mighty work of God apart from his name. Anybody can try to do that all they want. That's like pagan miracles and things. That's not a mighty work of God. Number two, he's opening the eyes of the disciples to see that the work of God, God's work, goes far, far beyond ourselves. Far beyond themselves, the disciples. And we learn far, far beyond ourselves. Number three, he's beating down the old evil foe, that's at work in every one of us. And it causes jealousy, doesn't it? Even Christians can be jealous. And the Christian church on earth should realize it's not a competition. Did you hear what Moses said in our Old Testament reading today? Eldad and Medad, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon them, prophesying apart from Moses. A young man ran to Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And then Joshua, the son of Nun, note that says son of Nun, not son of a Nun. Okay, very important. This is not a prophecy of the virgin birth. My goodness, people, the Pope was in town. Come on. Forgive the hearts of you people here. The son of Nun. Moses responds, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit on them. Let not God's people on earth be jealous of one another in the work of the Lord. Pray for the whole Christian church here on earth. Live at peace with one another, Jesus says. Encourage one another in faithfulness towards God and in good works. Recognize how the Spirit works, as our Lutheran confessions say, when and where he wills in those who hear the gospel, just as Jesus declared in John chapter 3. It's sinful and wrong to think that the Spirit only works in one single organized body of believers on earth, just as it's sinful and wrong to think that the differences don't matter. But work it out with patience, persistence, yet generosity. Stand up for persecuted Christians for Jesus' sake, even when they're not part of your church. Stand up for the truth and the purity of God's word against every wind of false doctrine. But put jealousy away. Jealousy turns into anger, and anger into fits of rage and harm, and that's not what we're called to. Know that there is salvation in Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, but know also that Christ does not dwell in you alone. He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it in the true faith. The one who is not against us is for us. And whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward, Jesus said. More than that, remember that since God is for us, who can be against us? God has given us all things. Who is our enemy? See all things from God's perspective. When someone does something in Jesus' name, praise be to God. Lift them up. Pray for them. Work generously in your hearts. Remember, he called us to faith, so believe firmly. He speaks his word to us. Confess it boldly. He works good in us. Live it out joyfully. And the peace of God will be with you always. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.